the Green.
Say that again, Doug, with a little more authority. It's Wearing of the Green Day. Going back to AD 432, Bishop Patrick left his home in England, returned to Ireland, where he had been enslaved. His purpose was to introduce Christianity to the Irish people. A lot of legends have been told, and I'm sure a few of those will crop up during the conversation today. It's Monday, 17th of March, though, not a real holiday, but a lot of people are dressed in green. I actually have a green shirt on, in fact. I don't have green hair like some of the people I saw walking around Los Angeles this weekend. Pretty silly stuff. What has happened this weekend? You'd like to know, right? In case you've been under a rock, the Ukraine and the vote in the Crimea, actually, where 95% of the voters decided to back joining Russia. Russia said it will accept the results. The Americans and people in the European Union don't like it. And there's a meeting today to discuss sanctions against Russia. Why? Why? Leave it alone. Let it go. What do you think getting involved in this is, short of meddling? They voted, whether the Russians engineered it, whatever it is that you think went on, at this point, what difference does it make? Does it make a difference to you whether the Crimeans are in connection with the Ukrainians or the Europeans or the Russians? What is that? Why do we care? Why are we involved? Well, those people have a right to their... they made their decision. So you can say that there were a lot of people who didn't vote because they didn't want to vote. The Tartars are not happy because they're not friendly to the Kremlin. All right, so again, how does that affect us? Why in the name of heaven are we involved? And the more we get involved, or the more we're part of this, the weaker we look. Many of you saw the survey over the weekend, and you may want to comment on this at 888-302-3684. The essence of who's stronger. I think the number was 68% of the people surveyed thought that Putin was stronger than Obama or any of the Western leaders. Now, does that mean anything either? Nah, doesn't mean anything. I think most people in America, or many people in America, whether it's most or not, feel the same way. Feel that Obama's a weakling and that Putin is a tough guy. So would you want to have Putin as the president of the United States? If you're talking in those terms that are as silly as they are, not that there's any great support for the Obama administration, because there isn't in most circles in this country. So what are you talking about? It becomes nonsense, all of it. But you can talk nonsense if you want. 888-302-3684. We'll not be having our usual Facebook and Twitter coverage because Ken Kessler's technical connection to the program is kaputsky. So that means I can't get onto Facebook or Twitter, but I can certainly read email that comes from you to Doug@DougStephan.com or to Rich@DougStephan.com. Rich McFadden, Doug Stephan. The focus, before we get into some other things about the Malaysian Airlines flight, we'll get into that. I think there are three or four things, actually, that are on people's minds today. Number one, it's St. Patrick's Day. Number two, the vote in the Ukraine. Number three, the Malaysian Airlines flight. And number four, March Madness. So Evan Mantell, I lovingly refer to him as Biff, has put together an overview of March Madness, the teams, et cetera, et cetera. So, Biff, what do you have as March Madness actually gets underway?
Well, first off, Doug, I think you've got the order of priorities mixed up. I'll give you one is St. Patrick's Day, but two is clearly March Madness.
Clearly. My mistake. Sorry about that.
But no, March Madness is kicking off, and for big sports fans like me, this is the best time of the year. It's just absolutely fantastic. Last weekend, next weekend, two best weekends of the year, bar none.
As far as sports is concerned, or just in your life?
Yes.
He's got to think about it.
Can I say yes?
Okay. Keep going. All right. So explain that, why it's called March Madness, but it goes on into April, doesn't it? Or is it pretty much decided in the couple of weeks that we have left in the month?
It does go into April. You're right. I can give you two words for why it goes into April. Corporate
money.
Greed.
Yeah, money.
Yeah,
okay.
All right, money was one word. You beat me. You win that game show. Okay. You can do it in one. Yeah. So anyways, Selection Sunday was on Sunday. And there's 68 teams that get into the field. I'll give I'll give you the big snub, and when I say big, it's not that big because 68 teams got into the field. And then I'll give you a couple of my favorites, a couple of my sleepers, and one team that I think got a really bum draw.
Can you do that in 60 seconds?
Sure, I can do that in 60 seconds. All right, snub, Southern Methodist University. They played a pretty good schedule. They had a pretty good record. They faltered a little bit at the end, but still thought they should have deserved to be in the field. Some favorites, Florida, really like them. I think they're my number one favorite. Next, I like Michigan State. I really like them. I like Louisville, both teams peaking at the right time. University of Michigan as well as Duke, I like both of those. They've just been really good all year long. And Kansas, if their star center can get healthy, that's questionable. Team I thought got a really bum draw, Wichita State University. They got a ridiculous bracket. They're the number one seed overall, but their bracket that they got placed in, they're going to have to beat a lot of tough teams. Going to be very tough for them. Sleepers. I'm looking at Oklahoma State. They slumped big time in the middle of the year, but they are on fire right now. Virginia Commonwealth University. They play a really up-tempo game. They'll give teams trouble. And then North Carolina. Super inconsistent, but they're great is super great. Their bad is really bad. So depends on what you get from those teams.
All right. So if you were picking, what does Biff think the possibilities are for these various teams?
All right, so I'll give you the final four. This is my early projections. Don't hold this to it. I reserve the right to change my mind. Right now, I like Florida out of the South. I like Michigan State out of the East. I'll go with Duke out of the Midwest. And out of the West, ooh, that's a tough one. It's so open, so even. I'll go with Arizona as the number one seed. They should make it there, but I don't know. I'm dicey on that one.
All right, sounds like a Frank Sinatra song. They can't make it there. They won't make it anywhere. Evan Mantell with his picks for March Madness. 888-302-3684. Probably spend some time on the Ukraine, some of the Sunday morning talk programs, the news programs dealing with that issue. I thought it was interesting that the leading anchor on Russian state television described Russia as the only country capable of turning our country, the U.S., into radioactive ash, a comment that has caused a lot more tension between the United States and Russia. If you haven't heard that, that is a story, and we will spend some time on it. 14 after the hour. Right now, though, it's time for me to help you stop your hair loss. Stop hair loss permanently now by calling 800-525-8319. Order Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A, and within 2 months, you will see amazing results. A lot of people have seen their hair grow back in, comes in thicker. What happens is with Provia, you are getting to the reason for your not having a lot of hair. Your hair comes out, all of our hair comes out, and then it grows back in again, unless your pores on your scalp are plugged. If they are, they need to be cleansed, and that's what Provia does all naturally. Works for men, works for women, it is safe, it does what it needs to do to get the follicles under your scalp to grow back again. All of what Provia is about makes perfect sense. So make the move. Call 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319. Get the solution. All the research that's been done, this is the easiest way to minimize hair loss and to stimulate new healthy hair. Provia. 800-525-8319 will stop your hair loss now.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-421-6656. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-421-6656. 1-800-421-6656. 1-800-421-6656.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Even protective suits. Save up to 50% on cleaning essentials this week at Staples.com. Staples, make more happen.
Offer expires 3/28/14.
Right now until March 18th, the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have huge deals going to fit any taste or budget. Like donor oak laminate for an amazing 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful carbonized bamboo for just $1.39. Even spectacular Bellawood pre-finished Bolivian rosewood for an incredible $2.99 a square foot. Pick up free samples at hundreds of stores nationwide, plus special financing available and easy professional installation or expert advice for DIYers. But hurry, the sale ends March 18th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
I had crunchy Belveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, played to train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belveeta breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belveeta.
Morning win.
Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, and the focus on the Ukraine. Jennifer's off this week, so we have this audio from NBC's Meet the Press to sort of put this, the feeling the White House has about the Ukrainian vote into perspective. David Gregory talks with Dan Pfeiffer, who is a White House advisor.
Is Crimea lost at this point?
Look, that is, it is, we don't, we are putting as much pressure on the Russians as we can to do the right thing. We have given them the opportunity and the path to de-escalate and get this in the right place because they know that there are costs to their action here. The costs are economic. The Russian economy, the Russian stock market, and the ruble are at five-year lows. Russia is isolated in the world. You saw that in the UN Security Council yesterday. And the more they escalate, the longer this goes, the greater those costs will be.
So if Crimea votes to become part of Russia, there's still a concern that there might be an attempt to move into eastern Ukraine, maybe even militarily move in to Crimea further. Do you think that's going to happen, starting with Crimea?
Well, first, as it relates to the referendum,
yeah.
As we've said, this referendum is in violation of international law. The United States is not going to recognize the results of that referendum. And we are working with our partners around the world, the Europeans in particular, to marshal forces against the Russians to put pressure on them in the form of sanctions. And the president has signed an executive order last week that gives him the authority to do this. And you can expect sanction designations in the coming days.
If there is a move militarily into the rest of the Ukraine, how important is it from the president's point of view to arm Ukraine, to send military aid to Ukraine to be able to protect itself?
Supporting the new Ukrainian government in every way possible is the top of our priority list. We're looking at all ways of assistance, and we're going to keep talking to Ukraine.
But would the president call on Congress to pass more military aid for Ukraine?
We are calling on them right now to pass economic aid for Ukraine. There's a bill that came out of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee just last week. They should do that, and we're going to keep working this as much as we can.
Is eastern Ukraine the new red line here?
What we have to do here, everything the Russians have done this far has been in violation of international law and bad for peace and stability in the region and bad for the Russians. And President Putin has a choice about what he's going to do here. Is he going to continue to further isolate himself, further hurt his economy, further diminish Russian influence in the world, or is he going to do the right thing?
Another teenage advisor to the White House, Evan, play the beginning of that clip again. This guy, his name is Dan Pfeiffer. He supposedly is an advisor to the White House. When
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Fans in God's Country is this song. Our poll today at DougStephan.com. What's on the menu for St. Patrick's Day dinner? A friend of mine invited me over for spaghetti yesterday, and I had the spaghetti, but she was cooking a meal that was corned beef and cabbage for somebody who's a friend, and that smelled actually pretty good. I don't want to eat because corned beef is good, but it smelled good. So what's on the menu for you today? Is it corned beef and cabbage? Is it shepherd's pie? Is it boxty? Last year, Jennifer and I went through this, Richie. For me, I don't have any connection to boxty. I don't remember what it was. Do you remember?
I do not.
All right, so we'll check it out. We'll look it up.
And I'm Irish. I should know this, but I have no idea.
No, but I know it's on the menu for your St. Patrick's Day is choice number D, Guinness.
Yes.
E, nothing special. So help us understand what's going on with you and your family.
I float more towards a black and tan, actually.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, where it's half Guinness. And then
One of the great Irish singers, sort of a cur as a human being, but great, great, great entertainer is Van Morrison, another Irish man.
The night's magic seem to whisper and hush. You know, the summer light seems to shine. Your blush.
I'll tell you something, that moon, if you haven't seen it this weekend, was really something special. Big, 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 big full moon. All right, so Van Morrison, Irish singer. Chris de Burgh is a lady. Has a lady in red. I don't think he's a lady.
Yeah,
lady in waiting. Saw two movies over the weekend, Richie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Only after one of them, so I knew about the one of the, not the speed.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It was It was what you expected.
Sure.
I was trying to figure out whether it was Paul. That's right, because the star is Aaron Paul, and I was trying to remember Walker, Paul Walker's name. This kid looks just like him.
Really?
The movie is just
yeah, it's
fantastic.
Knockoff.
That's all.
Sure.
Right. And I also saw Veronica Mars. We'll have to talk about that.
Interesting.
I was quite taken by it. I'd never seen the television show, and I just happened to be in the theater, and so I said, okay, I'll watch this for a little while. And I found her very engaging.
That's,
I found the
that's
movie.
The movie that they
made with a star. What do you call it?
Yes, and neither one of them can come up with it. With crowdfunding, with crowdsourcing.
Crowdfunding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they raised enough money to be able to make the movie, and now it's in the theaters. Very cool.
All right. Yep. Okay. Let's see here. We got a couple of late night items from last Friday, including Jimmy Fallon joking about the situation in the Ukraine.
Here's what people are talking about. Of course, it's the situation in Ukraine. It just keeps getting more and more tense. And now Vladimir Putin has moved 10,000 troops to the Russian-Ukrainian border. Yeah. Russia says its troops are only there for a training exercise. When asked what they're training for, Russian officials were like, invading Ukraine. So we thought. 10,000 Russian troops on the Ukrainian border, that's a lot. Plus, inside each of those soldiers is a slightly smaller soldier. And inside that one is a...
All right, here's Seth Meyers laughing about Mr. Obama's new plan for colleges.
Any college students here tonight? Well, the Obama administration announced it is going to require colleges and vocational schools to demonstrate that they are properly preparing students for jobs after college. Come. So don't be surprised if your next chemistry class is all about how to make a cappuccino. Well, that's very good. Very good. You just made the dean's list.
Good for him.
Pretty funny.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Right now until March 18th, the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have huge deals going to fit any taste or budget. Like donor oak laminate for an amazing 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful carbonized bamboo for just $1.39. Even spectacular Bellawood pre-finished Bolivian rosewood for an incredible $2.99 a square foot. Pick up free samples at hundreds of stores nationwide, plus special financing available and easy professional installation or expert advice for DIYers. But hurry, the sale ends March 18th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds. And keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Even protective suits. Save up to 50% on cleaning essentials this week at staples.com. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer expires 3/28/14.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bioavailability. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone.
On time is 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, the American Idol, with Roberta Fasanelli and Rich McFadden. I'm sorry, I slipped that in there. Expecting no comments from Roberta or Richie. 888-302-3684. No snow today in New York, right? Richie's had snow in Washington. You have no snow, Roberta?
Nope.
How would you describe the weekend weather? How is your weekend weather there?
Cold, but, you know, it was beautiful Saturday, and then got cold again on Sunday. Very windy.
So north of you there, I'm told on the farm it was 50 degrees on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, Saturday.
Here's the crazy thing about Washington.
Yeah.
Saturday, it was about 60 degrees.
Yeah.
Yesterday, during my daughter's seventh birthday it was about 50 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time the birthday party ended, it was snowing.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my goodness.
You believe that?
Global warming!
Can you believe that?
Everybody is Irish today. It's St. Patrick's Day. Most people know the history of the story. Richie, do you teach your children, as you are of Irish heritage? Have you taught your children the story of St. Patrick's Day?
Of course I do. And here's the dilemma.
Yeah.
Is that the women of my house are Colombians.
Yes.
They don't share my Irish heritage.
No.
My son is Irish, obviously, and half Colombian and part Italian and whatever else my wife is.
All the things that your wife is, yeah.
My daughter, who was born in Colombia, is Irish by name since she was adopted.
Juliana.
So Juliana. So I teach both of them about Ireland, but it's just like every day we have the Colombian food, we have the Colombian music. I get pummeled. No, I don't have a chance.
It's a legal holiday in Ireland, as one might expect, and a reason for people to celebrate. I was talking, my son and I had dinner. It was Friday night or Saturday. I think it was Friday night, and we were on Wiltshire Boulevard in a little restaurant. And these people are parading by with their green shirts and green hair.
Sure.
They have green skin. This is Friday. St. Patrick's Day isn't until today.
Yeah.
And they're out there enjoying their Reuben sandwiches or their Irish beer. Irish red ale, Richie. What does that taste like?
An amber? They're very good.
Is it tart?
Sort of no, bitter? No. It's got a little bit of the bitterness in it, but it's very, it's like a lager with a little bit more bitterness.
Okay, so Roberta. You your family ran an Italian restaurant for decades. Uh-huh. How did you celebrate? How did you, everybody's Irish on St. Patrick's Day. So what happened in your family's Italian restaurant in New York City on
my
St. Patrick's
dad,
Day?
My dad makes a mean corned beef and cabbage.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and I'll tell you his secret for his corned beef.
Yes.
That everybody would go crazy for.
In beer, cooked in beer.
Nope. Really? He put half a grapefruit in the water.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Huh.
And his corned beef was outstanding. People would come. The place would be jammed.
Really?
People have corned beef, cabbage, potatoes, and beer.
Uh-huh. Man, I remember the days when you'd wait 45 minutes to pay a $10 cover charge to get into a place, the hot place on St. Patrick's Day. And it's just, ugh.
New York City formed the first of the New York City St. Patrick's Day parades. I'm thinking about that, which has been, since 100 years or more? St. Patrick's Day Parade, this year 125,000 marchers are going to be walking in the 2 mile strip down Fifth Avenue, 2 million watching them. This is the largest St. Patrick's Day Parade any place. How many people will wear the three-leafed shamrock, do you think, today, Roberta? How many people?
Oh, I'd say about maybe 50%.
Really? Yep. In Chicago, they used to, the main river that went through Chicago, they used to throw green dye in it. They still do that on St. Patrick's Day?
I think they do, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
the 253rd New York St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Been that long? Wow.
253 years.
253 years.
How many people are wearing green today, honestly? Whether you're Irish or not, do you do it just because you want to be part of the tradition?
I had my green laid out, and then it snowed 7 inches.
A lot of people, there's a lot of potatoes, because Irish is where a lot of potatoes are grown. Not only do they have corned beef and cabbage, but a lot of potatoes are served today that are even cooked in green beer. Then there's those foolish
potatoes cooked in green beer.
Yeah.
Blech.
Green bagels, another story. Right?
This is food coloring. That's no big deal.
It's all food coloring.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, here's an email from John Wiggins. Hi, John. John Wiggins.
Any relation
morning,
to
Mr.
Tim Conway
Stephen.
And Mrs. Wiggins?
I don't know. Yeah. There it is. Probably related. Mr.
Great
Mrs.
Tim
Wiggins.
Conway character.
Wanted to take a moment before I open my clinic to tell you how much I enjoy your show every morning. I drive into work. I find it to be quite pleasing to start off a normally hectic day listening to you and your friends, Roberta and Jennifer and Rich and Ken.
Oh, she mentioned me.
I'm sorry to hear about the loss of your dairy cattle, especially Diamond. I think I said this, everybody knows, well everybody. Last week, the remaining three cows that were infirmed as a result of the building wreck that took place on the 19th of February, we had to put them to sleep. So people were concerned about that. Thank you. If you want to, we updated the website yesterday, EastleyFarm.com, if you want to check and see what's going on there. EastleyGh. Speaking of farms and that sort of thing, big story from Connecticut today. A lot of people are talking about this couple who could face criminal charges after authorities discovered nearly 200 diseased chickens inside their home.
Blech.
The Department of Agriculture.
Inside their home.
Inside the home.
Why?
One of the most extreme cases that you will see of this type of animal hoarding, because these people are crazy, certifiably crazy. Anybody that keeps 200 chickens cooped up in a house have
to be
certifiably nuts. They have a contagious respiratory disease, so all of them were killed over the weekend. They were no threats to humans, although there are some things that chickens get. Remember all the business about the H1N1 flu, the bird flu, that kind of stuff? It was thought to have been something that you could get if you were around live chickens. So although this guy that runs the Department of Agriculture in the state of Connecticut said the condition of the house was so unsanitary, the house was
condemned.
Condemned.
Yep. Knock it down.
They'll knock it down.
Yeah.
So now the husband and wife are staying with relatives. They said, quote, raising chickens is our hobby. Huh?
You know what?
You... Good for you. You know what? What? Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I don't know how people like that. I mean, hey, sure, they have the right to do whatever they want. If you want to kill yourself by having 200 diseased chickens in your house, but if you're next door to somebody else's house and the disease could spread, yeah, okay, go in and take care of it. You know what I read this weekend and I did not realize? You know when you go to the grocery store and you see the chicken breasts that you buy for dinner and it says
you'd never touch another piece of chicken in your life.
I know. But you see, antibiotic free.
Yeah.
Okay, you're like, oh, great. These chickens were raised without antibiotics. Or you buy your eggs, antibiotic free chickens.
Yeah.
All chickens in the United States, pretty much in the world, are antibiotic free now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Unless administered by a veterinarian to cure a specific thing that's going on, they do not put antibiotics. They went from antibiotics that were absorbed into the tissue to antibiotics that were only absorbed into the gut to basically antibiotic free now.
Where'd you get this information?
On the internet. That's where you get all your information.
Are
you going to debate that?
Yeah.
You still think the chickens have antibiotics?
It's in their feed.
It's right. That's what they were saying, and that they don't do that anymore.
I don't believe that for a minute.
In the United States or in the world?
Anywhere. I don't believe it for a second. There's just so much of that stuff around, and it's become, if they don't have it, they've ground up something else that had antibiotics. They might not put them directly in, but indirectly, it is the most horrible stuff that you could possibly put in your body. Awful stuff.
So your assertion is that the antibiotic free labels still mean something.
It doesn't mean, well, yeah, it does mean something. It means a lot more than the organic label, which means nothing anymore. There's just so much confusion. It's something for us to talk about, by the way, Rich, here on our American Family Farmer program.
Sure.
Which you can hear, by the way, every week at Talkers.com, Talkers Radio, part of Talkers.com. I do a one-hour program. Richie and I couldn't do it without Richie, put it together, and it features the problems the American family farmer are going through, the farms themselves and the families, and then solutions. And many people who are listening to it are not farmers. They're just interested in the locavore movement, which is fine. However you want to get the information, I just find that the plight of the family farmer is worth my time, and I'm trying to research and find ways of saluting the farmers and solving a lot of problems that the family farmer has. So that's at Talkers.com, Talkers Radio. There, I want to, before we leave the animal world, there's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful video that we have at DougStefan.com featuring Sophie, an English bulldog. This is the cutest, you know, obviously I have an affinity for English bulldogs because of Charlotte. But this is the, you see this, you'll watch it over and over and over again. It just is so full of smiles. Sophie is a young pup bulldog, and she just rolls down the hill. And just it's obvious she's having such good fun doing it. Just watch the bulldog that rolls down the hill. One of the videos at DougStefan.com. And then there's the story about this town in Arizona. This is Maryvale, a Phoenix suburb, become overrun with stray chihuahuas.
This is hysterical.
They're causing confusion and disturbing the peace. Richie made me aware of this. These are rogue. These little chihuahuas, by the way, 4 pounds.
Yeah, yeah. They're
barking,
street dogs,
and yipping and being. So how did?
But they've created a little gang, and they're like attacking kids at bus stops.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they're all. That's a.
They also demand Taco Bell.
Don't get a Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. Don't get a Taco Bell.
Gang. That's it.
Bite your ankles.
A gang of.
But
chihuahuas.
I mean, you go to most other. Yeah, you go to most third world countries, and strays are just everywhere.
Yeah.
So I guess in this city, I mean, I guess they just got the chihuahuas just running wild.
Yep. Television report coming up here on Good Day.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Even protective suits. Save up to 50% on cleaning essentials this week at Staples.com. Staples, make more happen.
Offer expires 3/28/14.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free USS Indianapolis hat and commemorative book. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
More than 25 state police departments now use traffic cameras to photograph license plates and drivers' faces, which can now be processed through facial recognition software to identify us and track our whereabouts. We all understand the need to enforce traffic laws, of course. But if we look through the lens of liberty, we would realize how such invasions of our Fourth Amendment privacy rights endanger our essential American freedoms. In Maryland, 1/1,000th of 1% of the pictures taken by these cameras led to traffic citations. That cannot justify invading the privacy and tracking the whereabouts of millions of people. Let's get our town officials to take those cameras down.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
This guy has a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, how good is Sam Adams?
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer is going to be awesome. Boston beer.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Now, 48 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Comedian David Brenner died over the weekend. He was 78. Wouldn't have thought he was that old, had bad cancer. Did you know he was the most frequent guest on The Tonight Show? And also, not only as a guest, but he was the most frequent fill-in host over the years that Johnny Carson did The Tonight Show.
More than Leno, huh?
What, say again?
More than Leno, huh?
Yeah. Right. Yep. He had one request upon his demise. He apparently asked for $100 in small bills to be placed in his left stocking. Say it again, Doug.
Left stocking.
Oh. In case tipping is recommended where he was going.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Right. He wants his tombstone to read, quote, "If this is supposed to be a joke, I didn't get it." So anyway, the passing, I never found him funny. He tried to do a radio show for a couple of years. It was not a successful attempt, but I never found him funny.
I enjoyed him. I thought he was pretty cool.
Yeah. Singers hoping to get famous on The Voice have to give up a lot to do so. Story in today's New York Daily News, Roberta. The contract that the contestants are forced to sign which they describe as, the news describes them as dehumanizing, states the network can change the rules at any time, eliminate contestants at any time. The network is allowed to ignore the show's voting system. Contestants must agree to let producers portray them in a false and bad light. The worst clause states that NBC can force contestants to undergo medical or psychological testing, results of which could be revealed on television. Good God. The rep for NBC says the integrity of our competition shows, including The Voice, is of utmost importance to us. Really? Well, I suppose you don't have to sign it. You don't have to be on it. Right? That's the other side of it.
That's right. Huh? You don't have to.
Nope, you don't. Alan Thicke is going to start a new reality show called Unusually Thicke. Wonder if his son will be on 51 after.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Tom Parsons is here to help you get away. It's the Doug Steffen Weekly Travel Report. Tom Parsons is the CEO of BestFares.com. Speaking of that, we're going to talk in a minute about the response the CEO of Frontier Airlines gave to a family that had a problem in Denver. Wait till you hear this. You'll love this. It's 6 before the hour. Tom Parsons joins us on Good Day right after these words.
March is the month to experience the greatest feeling on earth at Guitar Center's Green Tag event. And the sale just got better with more deals added. I'm talking about a new guitar, amp, pedal, or whatever you need for at least 50% off list. Like AKG headphones for only $19. Or a microphone with cable and stand for just $29. Seriously, spot the green tags and get crazy deals. Get to Guitar Center to find tons of green tag deals throughout the store now through Sunday.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Right now until March 18th, the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have huge deals going to fit any taste or
your budget, like donor oak laminate for an amazing 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful carbonized bamboo for just $139. Even spectacular Bellawood pre-finished Bolivian rosewood for an incredible $299 a square foot. Pick up free samples at hundreds of stores nationwide, plus special financing available and easy professional installation or expert advice for DIYers. But hurry, the sale ends March 18th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
All right, so here's the story. I guess maybe this comes around as part of a question that I read in a blog about this fellow's 22-year-old daughter who was stranded at the airport in Denver after she was unable to pay a fee to Frontier. She was flying with her sister, her brother, his wife, and their baby from Washington Reagan to Salt Lake City. They had a connection in Denver, Tom. In Denver, the daughter took her purse, which had her iPad, out of her backpack. When the flight started boarding, she grabbed her brother's roller suitcase to help him since he was carrying his baby. He and his family continued to board the plane. The Frontier agent stopped this 22-year-old, told her she couldn't take three bags on board. She apologized, explained that she'd taken her brother's bag, and the airline said, that doesn't make any difference. You're going to have to pay for that bag. And everybody else had gotten on the plane, so the agent wouldn't let her get on the plane to talk to the rest of her family. The agent told her she had to pay $100, and she didn't have $100, so they threw her off the plane. She kept trying to explain to the agent that she didn't have the money and that it was her brother's suitcase. The agent didn't care, didn't bother to go on the plane. Basically, through this young girl, they rebooked her after she agreed to check the bag, but it was an overnight. She had to sleep on the floor in the airport. And then when the father complained to Frontier, the guy who runs Frontier, a guy named Siegel, I think, isn't that his name?
David Siegel, yeah.
Yeah. He sent her and the family a berating email saying that the agent acted properly and they had a lot of balsam trying to sneak another bag onto the plane. Can you imagine anybody that stupid?
Yeah.
This is service? What are you? I would never set foot on another Frontier.
Actually, I would say, first let's see if that was really a letter that David Siegel wrote. All right.
Instead of one of his assistants?
Or someone just, everything on the internet is not always true. Mm-hmm.
This is a story that was in USA Today.
Yeah, I know. I'd like to see the letter. I just can't imagine a president of an airline being that crazy.
Well,
I mean, if anything, he should be kissing up and, saying we'll look into it and stuff. But,
right. Instead of the passive, this is what you get from Enterprise Rent-A-Car all the time. They are so helpful. Most of the places, they are wonderful. In most, they aren't good in Boston, but they're great here in Los Angeles. They really are.
Yeah.
All right. So we have any great deals for, I know you like to spend a few seconds talking about some of the great deals that you post at bestfares.com every week.
Yeah, I still think if you're looking for a little secret place, we don't talk a lot about cruises, but here in Texas where I live, Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, San Antonio, they're finishing up their spring break this week. Houston finishes theirs up next week. But out of Houston, we have a Houston port and a Galveston port. And some of the cruises that we're going to sell for $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 this week are going to be dirt cheap.
Dirt cheap.
Three or four
weeks. Check out cruises. That's the bottom line. Cruises specials at bestfares.com.
In 1949, Scooter hopped on the horn and called up Geico to save himself some cashola.
In 1986, Clarissa gagged on a spoon when her insurance bill was way high, so she switched over to Geico and was, way amped with her savings.
OMG. In 2010, Sienna's parents got their savings on with Geico right after her Totes Awesome Sweet 16. That's nothing to LOL about.
Over the past 75 years, the expressions have changed, but one thing hasn't. Saving money with Geico.
I'm David Cordini, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, All you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.